Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Wommen, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching focusing on knowing God was recorded at a recent Gospel Truth seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
But if every time you did anything wrong, and if you could impute unto me God qualities to where I knew everything about you, I knew every thought, I knew every action, I knew what you were doing when nobody else knew what you were doing. And if I knew everything about you, and every time you ate that chocolate that you promised you wouldn't eat, every time that you watched that show, every time you looked at something on the internet, every time you had a thought go through your mind that you shouldn't have, and if I was there saying, "You're wrong, how dare you do that?" And if you could put it into human terms, and if I knew all of that stuff about you, and if I had that attitude, there wouldn't be a person in here that would want to be my friend. Because all I'd do is be condemning you and telling you that you're wrong and pointing out everything that's wrong. And you know what? That's what we've been told that God's like. People that don't know God are saying that. That is not the way that God is. God is not imputing your sin unto you. And like I said, I'm not going to preach on this. I'm coming close to preaching on this. I just want to mention that this is something you've got to learn. You need to get a tape set that I've got back there entitled, "Whose Righteousness?" And it'll describe the two types of righteousness and show how that it's only the righteousness that comes by faith. A faith righteousness, not a works righteousness, that enables us to stand in the presence of God. Boy, you've got to understand this. And see, I learned it because the Lord showed me all of my self-righteousness and that I was trying to earn God's blessing in my life. And in just a moment's time, I realized all that was wrong. It was revelation. It was just imputed unto me by God. And I spent like 45 minutes. Normally my prayer was a minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes. And I spent 45 minutes turning myself inside out and in front of my best friends, in front of the leaders of the church, in front of the youth director. I confessed every rotten thing, things that I didn't even know were wrong with me until God started showing me this. I showed attitudes. I turned myself inside out and presented myself as a vile hypocrite. I repented of everything that I could. And based on the theology that I had, I thought God was going to kill me. That's not an exaggeration. I expected God to kill me right then that night. But I was going to confess everything I could so that if He killed me, hopefully I'd go to heaven instead of going to hell. And I was just repenting of everything, naming everything. And to my surprise, after I'd named everything, I mean, there was nothing left to say. I didn't hold back anything. And once I just totally laid myself there and said, "God, I'm sorry. I repent. Have mercy on me." And I had nothing left to say. And I was flat on my face. All of a sudden, supernatural love flowed through me. And for 4.5 months, I was gone someplace. God poured a tangible, physical love. Charles Finney said it was like waves of liquid love flowing over him. Moody talked about feeling like a honey or something coming over him. The love of God literally overwhelmed me. And you know what? I began to start knowing God. And the key to it was I wasn't proclaiming my own righteousness anymore, but I came and just humbled myself. God isn't going to reward your self-righteousness by giving you some experience or touching your life. It's only when you reach the end of yourself that you start finding God. And one of the reasons that a lot of people don't really know God is because they've never come to the end of themselves. They still think that God is so blessed to have them. God, what an awesome choice. No wonder you chose me. I can see the wisdom of it. Boy, you just get me the platform. You get me introduced and I can handle it from here. That's not right. You got to come to the end of yourself. You got to find out that you are nothing before you can find out who God is. Because if you think that God is having a relationship with you because He is just so thrilled to have somebody as wonderful as you to fellowship with and to come to Him, then you know what? You don't even know God. Again, we are so human-oriented. We look at ourselves and compare ourselves among ourselves and measure ourselves by ourselves, which the Bible says is not wise. But we do that, and we have this sense of relative worth. And in our society today, we have this thing about self-worth. Everybody's got to have a good self-image. And we have even churches holding seminars about how to build self-esteem. And we tell our kids, oh, that you're great. And we don't want to give tests or anything that would let them know that they aren't as good as anybody else. We don't want any competitive sports where they may not win first place. It might hurt their self-esteem. I tell you, that's a demonic attitude. I believe in self-esteem, but Christ esteem is what it really is, my born-again self-esteem. I know who I am in Christ, and I've got a good opinion of the born-again me, but you know what? In myself, I know that I am a fallen human being, and my flesh is capable of anything that anybody else's flesh is capable of. And you've got to come to the end of yourself before you find the beginning of God. Boy, that is powerful. And that happened to me March the 23rd, 1968. And I guarantee you, immediately I began to know God in a way that I had never known Him before. And one of the things I knew was that God loved me completely independent of anything that I deserved. It wasn't based on me being lovable. God loved me because He was love and not because I was lovely. I knew that. And then the next major thing that happened was I struggled. After the emotion wore off and I couldn't feel tangibly the love of God anymore, I got to wondering what I did to cause this to happen and what I did to cause it to leave. And I got desperate seeking God and trying to figure out how could God love me at my very worst. At the first time in my life, for the first time I knew that I wasn't worth loving is when I experienced the love of God. And I started trying to figure this out, and I could not understand. It took me 2 or 3 years before I got a revelation. And basically, it was when I got drafted and sent to Vietnam, one of the best things that ever happened to me. I just had to sit there and keep my nose in the Word 15 hours a day. And I just started reading the Word out of desperation. There was nothing else to do. And I started reading the Word, and God started showing me things and teaching me things. And here is one of the major revelations about God that transformed my life, and I've got it back there in a teaching called Spirit, Soul, and Body. I begin to understand God is a spirit, John 4:24, and those who worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. And that God looks at me in the spirit. And I begin to learn through the Word, 2 Corinthians 5:17, that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, all things are become new. And I begin to realize that, see, the reason I was struggling to understand, God, how could you love me? Because I don't even love me. There's things in me that are wrong. God, how could you love me? The reason God can love me and you is because you look on the outward appearance. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7 says, don't look on the height of his stature or anything else, because man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks on the heart. And I began to realize that the reason I was confused is because I had always looked on the outer appearance. I'd looked at my actions. I'd looked on the external person and thinking that I had to be holy out here to be able to have a relationship with the holy God. But what happened when I got born again, God put a holy spirit on the inside of me. Ephesians 4:24 says, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. See, you, when you get born again, you aren't in the process of becoming righteous. That born again part of you was created righteous and truly holy. And God is a spirit, and God sees you in the spirit. And here's the problem. The reason that it's hard for you to believe the way that God feels towards you is because you go look in the mirror. And you see zits and gray hairs and wrinkles and bulges and ugly. And you look at this and think, God, how could you say that I'm perfect? There's many scriptures that talk about us being perfect, and we go look in the mirror, or you search your soulish realm, your emotions, and you think, man, I'm not perfect. I got this bad attitude. I've got unforgiveness over here. I got worry. I got fear. And we think, the Bible is so hard to understand. It's because we don't know that there is a third part of us, the Spirit, that is completely brand new. And in your Spirit, you are as righteous and pure and holy as Jesus is. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17 says, "Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as He is," talking about Jesus, "so are we." And it didn't say, "so are we going to be in the sweet by and by." It says, "so are we in this world." The only way to understand that verse is to understand it's not talking about your actions. There's not a person in here that's acting as perfect as Jesus is, that in your mind thinks as perfectly as Jesus does. That's talking about in your spirit. The born-again part of you is as righteous and as pure as Jesus is. The Spirit that's on the inside of you right now is identical to the way it is going to be a billion years from tonight. Your spirit's not going to be changed. One third of your salvation is already over and complete. And according to Ephesians chapter 1, that Spirit on the inside of you has the same resurrection power in it that was used to raise Jesus Christ from the dead. Now see, these are some of the things that begin to show me things about God. And it's how I've come to realize, learn God. And so many people that I've prayed with this week, they come and they say, "but I've got this problem and I've got that." I asked one woman tonight. She said that she was doing just fine. And one day she woke up and I forgot what it was now that she said she had. But she had something. And she says, "I've suffered ever since." And I said, "well, what did you do when you woke up with this problem?" And she just looked at me like, "well, I went to the doctor." I said, "that's the problem." She says, "what do you mean?" I said, "you didn't take the authority and the power. You had resurrection life on the inside of you. And instead of using what God gave you, you ran to the doctor and asked man to help you."
That's all the time we have for today. But be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach from his series entitled Knowing God. This teaching series was recorded at a recent Gospel Truth seminar in Chicago, Illinois. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Request series R1058 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The 5th CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RK145 titled, "What the Word Reveals About God," when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs, 80934. Or you can use the speed and convenience of credit card to make a donation by telephone. Call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Remember, your donations to this ministry keep Gospel Truth on this station Monday through Friday. We hope to hear from you today.
I want to thank those of you who have become a regular monthly partner with us. Did you know you're the ones who are allowing me to take this truth around the world? We actually only have, I think it's about 9,000 partners that produce somewhere around $200,000 a month. And yet our television bill is around $500,000 a month. The rest of it goes up and down depending on how many people respond. You know what? We need more people to become partners with us. I would like to ask you that if this program is blessing you, if you could see the benefit of this touching other people, then please pray about it and then become a partner with us today.